Okay, now cut to about 10 years later. Another reservation, the Round Valley Reservation, had way too many Indians forced into it. People knew what was going to happen. When winter came, they were going to starve. So hundreds of Konkau Maidu left, trying to make it to their old home. But soldiers stopped them near Chico. When headman Tome Yanem told them his people were starving, they gave the Maidu permission to camp there for the winter. But soon they were rounded up and ordered back to the Round Valley Reservation. The soldiers caught 435 Maidu in all and actually imprisoned them as prisoners of war. And there's more. It's called the Konkau Maidu Trail of Tears. This was a forced march back to the reservation. There was hardly food or medical supplies, so a huge number of Maidu died of disease or starvation. Long story short, the journey began with 461, but only 277 people survived. Kara waits a minute to make sure I'm finished. "Wow," she says. "You ever consider becoming a storyteller?" "That's not just a story. It's all true." "I know," she says. "That's not what I meant. I just meant I liked listening to you." "Oh, sorry. I guess it won't be as hard as I thought, feeling at home here, being a Maidu. As a foster kid, I can already identify with the forced march thing."
"You mean being forced from one place to another?"
"Yeah, but I figure this place could finally be home. Even if I never get a family, I'd still have my Maidu family." I decide to try putting my arm around her. This time, Kara lets it stay. I notice she's looking around her with new interest. Finally, she is the one who suggests we get back to school.